tatlarını. Bravo. That's cute.
Move to meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. Suck the internet dry.
Je moet zeggen, ons toetsen. Hij is niet altijd snel.
Laptop?
Nee, gewoon alles.
Nee.
Toen we echt een half minuut had voor die site komen met informatie staan.
Yeah.
You should speak in.
Hello. Hello. Hello there, your friend.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. Busy writing and busy leading the meeting, but I've prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Okay. Well, take it away.
Bling. Okay, welcome. You all. Components design. First of all, I'd like to comment on some of those things I elaborated, some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept, what should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what the remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about.
Giraffe's gone now.
Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. That's one of the. Because when you use a remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our for a remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or Yeah, make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single covered, curved. Sorry, it's single curved. So it's two dimensional. I think it's best draw. Green.
It's a color.
Red color. Fancy color.
New.
Forward.
Blank. Okay. Let's make it a black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. Blank. Okay. So it also looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
Side view.
Side view. Yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it's very so it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is it's easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens is just use some Plus-X or another cleaning, some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we almost concluded about that. This should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in a mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions? Any?
No.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip. The component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business scholars. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, business scholars, I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah.
Okay,
the
they should be in mind, wasn't
but
it?
I don't think you have to make thing in the
okay, so it doesn't says to have the
it
slogan.
Must be recognizable.
Okay. Well, that's possible, of course. Could make
the
little R&R on the top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because just the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors. So it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, in which people will find their interesting, and will buy them faster when they look the same old grey or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it. It's, for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic, or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control, because it makes sense. Okay. Well, that's all about my findings.
Okay, thank you.
I will go next.
Hello.
So I thought a little bit about the interface, how it should look. And we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so I had to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition. And this is that you ask, you give a question through the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker. And so that you say, "Good morning, coffee maker," and it says to you back, "Good morning, Joe," or what's your name. There's an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful for because people lose the remote, they can yell, "Remote, where are you?" and look at them with calls or something. And perhaps you could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of idea of how it should look like, but I can't draw, so don't make too much of it. I tried the LCD screen and tried to draw some. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but
No, just speak.
yeah. So and then the buttons above and below. A mute button, also recognizable as an icon.
Where's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one.
Oh.
I thought I forgot something, but and the numbers. It should be a bit larger, I think it's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought the button with clear text apart because it's not really options, I think. It's options is the settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of thing.
Okay.
You could call it settings or something. But this is a bit how I thought. And the LCD somewhere in the remote. Perhaps it could be more curvy, the remote, perhaps. So that it's better in your hand or something.
Okay.
But and a microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then we have an example of. And then you should get the other options with what you could do. And that you could do with something like this.
Oh.
And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings. And older people also don't really want to use this kind of option menus. So they want to use one button and then something happens and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things. That's an option. That was my finding thing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Team members. This presentation.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something about trend watching. The trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people liked, about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I use was, like I told, I watched the trends from the past years about color, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people. So we can keep that in mind for designing device itself. Findings I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote control should be look fancy. The second important thing that w should be innovative, okay? Like the LCD screen, that's quite innovative, so that should be great meeting for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button channel volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, that and stuff.
Little grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes. And soft material, materials, like the rubber. It should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or some SpongeBob like things.
Let's build it into a sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood, dark brown, red, deep red and stuff. They like square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium. Those kind of materials they liked. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought a front side of the shape should be something for the youngsters,
yeah.
like this or something. It's a bit like a banana, and the color should be yellow. Or something, and for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah. We should decide whether it's going to be with round shapes. I think, like my colleague you said, is that better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something with round squares, simple but easy to use. That's it. That
the
is
older people are more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
You could change the colors, but also the remember which shape you should take.
Colors.
Yeah, I guess changing colors will be easier than
changing the shape of the remote control.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah,
round
so
but square.
Round corners but square. Yeah.
Maybe then both groups will buy.
Yeah.
If you do it a square with round corners, but a little in the middle of it.
Yeah, what you mean? Kind of like a.
I was doing like like this, a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit round.
Like a beer glass.
So, but then.
What you mean?
Same size.
It's also easy to have it, to put in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's
yeah.
Perhaps that's a good thing, so that's easy to choose. People know the
we'll recognize that as a remote
yeah.
control.
What
I saw on your
look something like that. The autumn colors like red, brown. They like the wood a lot. So
yeah.
Maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something,
yeah.
In
like
that color, and a bit,
yeah.
bit old school style, Renaissance, medieval kind of
swords,
yeah, those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh,
yeah.
exciting, and old people,
so that's easy
old
to do
and
with
boring.
The color,
so sorry.
It's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than the shapes. And material, yeah, rubber. Rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials, like spongy ones, and the old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber.
Yeah.
Soft rubber, you can
yeah,
or
I know.
Or
it shouldn't be nice.
No, but you have the like a eraser or something. That's a bit you
yeah.
can press it in or something harder.
Yeah.
But like this kind of rubber.
Yeah, something like this. Yeah.
It is quite hard. Yes.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
Think it's rubber.
So we need a spongy feeling.
We're going to
yeah.
find SpongeBob.
Yeah.
So we should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah,
if
I think it's a better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it. You can decide. Yeah.
I also can't help but notice That you used you had a remote control but it had the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think the LCD screen should be
this was your size,
Yeah.
but I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of the
Yeah, three
of
quarters.
the
So you don't have to put your
Yeah, but it won't get that small when
new
LCD is doing
Right.
this.
So when you get this kinda like this? Or should it be larger?
Larger, I think.
Larger? Because you want to put your hand
But
Yeah,
if
because
you
because
now
you
you
have
can put your hand there and then you won't touch the screen, so
Yeah,
it's
okay,
just
true,
this.
true.
Your thumb here.
But not on the screen because
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all,
Yeah.
that's the idea. Looks a
Because
bit like
when
a
you put
Game
your
Boy now, but
Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself you always get some
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to be very greasy and stuff.
But it won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1 to 0,
Yeah, you don't want it
two
too
digit.
small. How yeah, how large
You have to because some fat people with thick fingers
Thick fingers.
will press three buttons at the same
Now we go
time.
Well, if you wanna make it international, Japanese people they have rather small hands.
Yeah, true, but
With
yeah,
a
we have
lower
a zoom option, right?
Zoom option. Oh yeah, of course, yeah. You can make it larger with
Yeah.
accompanying a greater field to push the button.
Yeah.
And we won't include a pen or something to point, huh? We want to do it with our fingers,
Yeah.
right?
Your fingers, yeah. You don't want
You
because
could
if you lose
include
a pen
Yeah, you can
uh
lose a pen.
Yeah, but I
if
think
you lose a
people
pen
want to
you
use it
can't
most
use
with their fingers,
Yeah,
so they use
yeah.
a pen.
If they think it's fun to use a pen. Yeah, I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be, but
Maybe we have to add a tissue to remove the grease from all
Yeah,
Yeah,
that
you
can
can use
be the
it whatever
Korean
any
soft tissue.
glove.
Yeah. You can
Okay,
bind
well
with
maybe
it.
if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision.
Sure.
So we can discuss these points. There are those points. Energy question mark. How should we supply the thing with energy and how are we going to do it with a separate docking station and then put ACCUs in it? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think energy or batteries and
The docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
this bed
the first
to
point. We already
include
decided that on the
rechargeable batteries
Yeah.
which you can recharge
Yeah.
through the docking station.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
if the batteries are dead
I kinda
maybe
like
you
your
can change it.
Yeah, you got some of those wireless mice
Yeah,
mouse
yeah.
a bit of mouse
We got
kinda like those kind of batteries.
Yeah.
But it should be I think normal batteries,
Yeah,
not like
normal plain
two
No, normal plain batteries
Yeah.
you can buy in the supermarket or
Simple
rechargeable
rechargeable
Yeah.
batteries.
And what was with the chip on print?
The chip on print you get yeah, I think so. Chip on print with a simple yeah, not simple but also this kind of thing.
Yeah,
Yeah, how does that work with a LCD screen? Instead of a
You always have to print with
Pardon?
Always have to print with
Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
Always, so
I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question.
Right.
It was in there and I didn't
Well
any
chip on
connection
print
with
I
it.
think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button. But when you got a LCD screen
Yeah, okay.
with no with not the buttons
But
are not always in the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button or if you got several options appearing on your screen the coordinations aren't always the same. When you got a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same
Yeah, okay,
place
but
and you got on not a
Print plate of LCD screen is more advanced than a
Yeah.
normal print plate, so that's not any discussion, I think.
No, you need some kind of CPU, I guess?
I suppose so.
I don't think
It is a simple CPU but it
Yeah,
doesn't
okay, but I don't know if
Yeah,
quite
because
as simple
it has
as a CPU.
to
wasn't discreet, I think they don't need that big
But
of
the remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah, okay, true, true.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit on CPU to know in which state you are and which button you are pressing at the right moment.
Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD
Yeah.
screen.
And touch screen makes it possible to get coordination of your finger on the screen.
The case, yeah, we already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from over and
There's a hardware and this and software and
A hardware, I think, is easy to hang and to
Yeah.
Bounces back from
Nice.
the floor when
Yeah, different color.
Yeah, this
So
this
the shapes is something between square shapes with round cones and round shapes?
No, I don't think, I think
It's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I
So
think it should be a bit longer,
I think
yeah.
it reads more the young people than the older people.
Yeah,
Yeah, but
I
that's
think
what
so
we
too.
wanted, huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
And how about my idea of making it with one single curve?
Oh yeah, that
So
w- I think, I thought that was quite
Because it's a gadget and you
Yeah.
want to show it off, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy design then, right away.
Yeah,
If you
so
put it on your table with an LCD screen, you don't have put it into get it in your hand, you can put it next to you and then
Yeah.
type it in.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
boom.
It's not easier.
Yep.
Yeah. Alright.
So
So? So you write that down and you get a single curved rubber fancy colored
You can't
remote control.
You can't Oh, you can draw it on your paper and then load
Yeah.
it on the
Yeah, you can
Yeah. But
Pretty
I wouldn't.
easy.
And load it on the news or the server. And about the user interface, there are also some questions about the concept, I think. You have some ideas
Yeah,
on
I
that
have
and you
a
showed your
this
drawing.
I should do it again. I miss a few buttons but Well. At least you should also have an I just remembered a menu to go back to the first But if you touch options,
Yeah,
you
you
can't
have problem.
go back to this
Yeah.
right away now. Just so
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
Minus and the plus,
I think
I think
it's
it's
I
easier
don't
than
know. I thought it was easier to handle
Yeah.
this way, but I don't know what they think.
Sorry?
Would you like the buttons horizontal or vertical?
More sound and
Depends
channel.
on the screen, if you make the screen vertical it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle
Well, if we make it like this,
Yeah, so
I think if you
it's
put it like
Square.
this
Are you sure?
I think it's easier to have it something like button minus here, plus over here, minus here, plus over here,
I thought
and on here.
Yeah.
Other buttons and on here the top, the options.
Yeah. But I think
And then you
I'm
have something like the P over here. And the sound.
Yeah, I think
Something
that's a matter
like
of what you're used to. I think I would put the plus and the min here. And then the P in the middle and the sound in the middle.
Something like
Your turn.
Plus, minus, plus, oh.
Almost.
Minus.
Yeah, but I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus and with the other finger the minus and the plus.
Yeah, I think you're going to use it with one thumb.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know. Perhaps I have some examples
We'll leave
that
that
are
to the usability engineering there.
Who's the usability engineering?
That's me.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
But I'm going
Sheesh.
to look if I've got some examples. Cuz perhaps you should choose what's most often used. Cuz you can use that better.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, that I have that those s- numbers.
Here's our email.
Market knowledge.
I don't really know.
You're like searching in his data.
Channel selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection, four.
Times
Yeah, but
per
but I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other on the normal remote.
But how much it not not how often it's used but
What you do
depends on
Yes,
the
I'm
remote.
looking here, but here's it's below, here also, and then here's next to each other. I think this is
I think I because I have two televisions at home. One is horizontal, one is vertical, so
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Depends.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and
Yeah,
down
low.
and the pay the program is next to each other because you go further back.
True.
That's how it is usually, at least when I look here.
Okay,
This is what I see.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, well I think we don't have to decide about that now, how where we will put the buttons.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is user interface.
Yeah.
Concept.
That's the concept, it's in the actual design, but you should know where you would place
Okay,
them.
well Yeah. Interface
And
is
speech shall we implement that?
Yeah, well we just heard about the new
Yeah, I
technology.
think it's easy for the programmer human than it is down
Yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Who thinks
But then you should
there.
also find a place. You could if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something. You can talk into the corner.
Yeah, microphone, yep.
Right, it doesn't not even necessary because you can make a very sensitive microphone. So it makes it possible to actually just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of the
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe at the bottom where you can hold it
Yeah,
with your
that's
hands
also
and there's also a microphone over there.
So in
That's
the
not
middle
import-
or something.
I think that's not very important because it doesn't matter where the microphone is.
But you should decide
Ah, okay, yeah, sure, okay.
Right?
Well
I
Let's
think where it isn't seen most.
Yeah, indeed. It shouldn't be
Inside.
very
visible. You could put it in a logo of the company.
Yeah,
Well, maybe
it
just
should
in
between
this spot
the
you just
rounded R.
point out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it because it is the unique idea of our remote, huh, the speech
Yeah.
control.
Yeah.
So where do you wanna put it?
Well, maybe
Yeah, but it doesn't make
on your
it
hand.
any more fancy because you get to see
Actually it does, but because you can find it there if you need it.
Yeah, but
It's a way for you to So it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have that.
Yeah.
But are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
The microphone, there
Because
is no button.
the microphone is very small thing but you can make it look like it's big
Yeah.
so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Where isn't it isn't most inciting.
Okay.
I think.
Well, put it there. Never mind. That doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Actually it doesn't.
Okay.
All right.
So
Any more
So, well type supplement.
Interface type.
Yeah, well we already discussed
The
that,
LCD,
right?
yeah.
LCD
Supplement, well
I think
supplement
I
is
thought
the
the like you said like scroll up next to the remote
Yeah.
isn't that handy. I think it's better
Why?
to just type tap what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, you have the back button, go back. If you want to choose audio settings, you press audio settings and it goes to that sub-menu.
That's my Android app.
Yeah. Yeah, the young people do like
Use the
scroll
scroll.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think so too. So why not on side?
Or at least yeah, I don't know if through the scroll but the menu orientated they like most and I think you can navigate through a menu great
Fast.
with a scroll
Yeah, I
So
think
you go to
it
settings
is
if
faster.
you
I think the scroll's easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a
But
lot
you
of
have
option then
You have a lot of options
like
because when
five
you use yeah, you
four
get
from
when
top.
you use the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television. You should scroll down on a menu
Mhm.
which
probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, okay, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse, or just put it on the side and it's very easy to use.
Okay, no problem.
And I think I would make it even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side that you can touch.
It's also different.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface? Components, everyone?
Color clean, shapes
Everybody
clear,
think they
materials
can
clear.
Yeah, what's the standard color?
Or
The standard,
yeah,
is
but
there
there's
a standard color?
No, we have different color. How many colors
You got different colors,
you
but you
should
should have
have
a standard color.
I think red is standard.
Black,
black.
I think is standard.
But then with a yellow
dark or something like this color or something.
Just a regular
Yeah, light
black.
brown, yeah.
And then have
Or
different
silver.
covers
I
to
think
use.
it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver, yeah.
I think
Yeah.
I see more silver
See a lot
than
of
black.
the
But
silver
still silver and black
Silver.
are, well,
Yeah,
silver
silver
is
black are
new
mixed
but also
colors.
traditional,
Yeah.
so
I think we have silver, black, and between those like, I don't know, five colors between them, so I think
Yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
yeah,
it's
we have
better
yellow,
to
yellow, we
Could
have
be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Green.
But if you use
Brown.
silver
Yeah.
rubber silver rubber isn't fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when
Yeah.
you use silver rubber, it isn't fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine. Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
Yeah,
green,
of
blue,
course,
just
the fruity colors.
Yeah.
It's all kind
And
of
the autumn colors, like red and brown. Now, yeah, dark red and brown.
Maroon,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
And do I have to have a normal black one or a
Who's pinging?
No, you
Okay.
You're
I thought
pinging.
not. Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody
Yeah.
knows what to do. Well, I wrote
What
it
to
down
do?
here.
What to do?
I wrote it down here what
Okay.
to do.
Look at
The
me.
next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions and especially notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together on a prototype drawing on a smart board, and of course to all four of us specific instructions
Will be
will be
available.
emailed by personal coach.
We'll work together, but do we have to stay here or do I
Well, I'd say just wait for
Yeah.
an email and find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Exactly, we should
Okay, well that was what I had to say.
Yeah, I
Uh,
think it's also good.
final thoughts from anyone or
No.
No, I'm finished.
Okay, well thank you very much.
Finished.
Thank you very much.
Do we keep talking English now? Yeah.
I'll make a new one for you.
Thanks.
Nice.
Peace out.
Fine.
Okay, well I'll try to put the minutes in the project folder as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Hopefully faster this time. Okay, good luck.
Good luck.
Okay, good.
Almost done.
Is it here?
Here, this one.
Sure, yeah. This is smart board.